Sorry, could you just give me like 1 second? I've just got to scan these returns real quick. Okay, sorry about that. welcome to the Greendale University Library. Can I help you find anything? A book for class. Sure, yeah. Yeah, we just reorganized everything, so some of the books aren't where they used to be. Hang on. What's it called? Becoming Literate, you said? Oh, Becoming Clitorate, with a C. Unlocking a Woman's Slut Era. No, I don't need the author. It popped up. Yeah, it should be, in the adult section, near the back. You might need a flashlight. It gets kind of dark back there at night. The overhead light's kind of burned out. Oh, you know, I'm not really supposed to leave the front. Sorry. I hope you find it, though. Oh, be careful. Yeah, a lot of people bump into that table, actually. The low lighting here isn't great. You know what? You know, nobody knew should be coming in for a little while, so I guess I can walk you. Yeah, it should be fine. Follow me. That book you had me search, you said it was for class, or I mean, what kind of class has that as a required reading? That's a first for me. Anatomy. I don't know. I took that class, and I don't remember needing to read something like that. Oh, you've got a young professor. Okay, yeah, I guess that tracks. I'm graduating this semester, and most of my professors are older than time themselves. But they're really nice people, though. You know, they always answer all my questions after class, and sometimes I've stayed so late that it was dark by the time I got out. Yeah, I've worked here since freshman year, practically. I don't know, I guess I just like the smell of old books. I love how I can read a book every shift and walk out of here having learned something new. There's so much knowledge in every aisle, every book, every page. Sometimes I feel like even if I lived here, I still would never be able to finish them all. Oh, look at that, we're here. Becoming Literature. Here you go. I never really hang out up here. Yeah, I don't really read these kind of books. I don't know. I guess the thought never really occurred to me. What are you doing? What are you shining your flashlight on? You want me to read this? Okay. And so she knelt before the giant monster. The giant monster cock, mouth watering, dying to swallow it whole and have it trigger her gag reflex. Oh my god. No, I've never really read anything like that. what does it matter? So what if I'm a virgin? Lots of people are. Like I said, I'm never really up here. I only show up to dust the stacks and reorder books sometimes. No, I've never really thought about it, okay? I've never wondered what the real thing would be like. What now? What are you pointing to this time? What does this say? Her clit was round and swollen, glistening as her pink pussy started dripping, begging to be stuffed. What's your point? Look, the library's gonna close. Can you just please check out your book and go? It's been a few days since I've seen that guy. The pervert who showed me that smut in the adult section. I get weird people in here all the time, but that guy, the way he was so direct, so questioning, so rude, it made my blood boil. Asking me if I'm a virgin out in the open like that, as if he's anyone to judge. I hate being up here. Every time I come up to the section, I find myself thinking about him. His irritating smirk, his shamelessness. I bet he's done it a lot. Hell, he's handsome enough. I bet he could get any girl he wanted to do those things he made me read aloud. I wonder if that's what it's really like. Men getting hard and women getting wet that easily. I've never felt that wet before. I mean, at least I don't think I have. Oh, this is the book he was showing me. Maybe just one look wouldn't hurt. No one comes up here this late at night anyway. His fingers felt like ice as he traced up and down her folds, warming up from each consecutive touch. What? That even feel pleasant? Her pussy quaked as he grazed her clit with his thumb, the center of any woman's orgasm. What's the big deal? Touching down here just feels normal. He teased, rubbed circles around, and flicked her clit until it started to swell and grow more sensitive. Fine. I might as well see if this book is telling the truth. Even just hiking up my skirt a little and rubbing the outside of my panties. Oh, feels so good. Next, he toys with her lips, tracing his fingers up and down, adding pressure near her entrance. Toys with... Why does that feel so good? Shouldn't have worn these thin little panties. Maybe I should just take them off. I mean, I don't think anyone's coming. This feels so much better directly. God, I'm so wet. And my clit. Like the book said it would be. Swollen and round. This is so wrong. If anyone saw me here in the stacks playing with my pussy, I'd get fired in a heartbeat. But one little orgasm couldn't hurt, right? I should put the book down. I'm gonna need both hands. Let me use one hand to play with my lips, and the other one to tease my clit. Shirt a little bit and cup my bra with one hand. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Hike up this bra too. It's dark anyway, no one's gonna see me. Oh fuck. I didn't read anything about playing with her nipples, but maybe that feels good too. Let me see. What if I just pinch one of them? Okay, pinching's a lot. Maybe if I just did little circles with my finger while I played with my pussy. Oh my god. Oh, I feel so good. I feel so good. Let me play with the other one. This isn't what it looks like. I was just, look, please don't tell anyone. Look, if my boss found out, I would be fired immediately, and then I don't even know if I'd be able to graduate if this got out that I was doing something in the library where I work. Please don't tell anyone. I'll do anything if you just pretend tonight didn't happen. do you want help with your homework or something? Or maybe I can see if I can talk to one of your professors about it. Extra credit. I mean, I have a pretty good rapport with the entire staff. What are you touching? What? You won't tell anyone if I let you touch me? Do you promise? Are you just saying that, or... You promise this stays between us? Okay. So what do you have in mind Okay, you want me to hike up my bra a little bit more? And my skirt? Sure. Can you see everything okay? I'm not gonna lie, I've never really shown anyone my tits and my pussy like this. So, are you gonna tell me your plan, or am I just gonna have to stand here nervously waiting? Because I get the feeling you're planning something really, really bad for me. Just a gut instinct, really. Well, no. I haven't really. I was telling you the truth that night. I'm a virgin, so I've never touched anyone or had anyone touch me. No, I've never seen anyone's cock before. You're gonna show me? I mean, oh, you're doing it. Oh my god. That's what a cock's supposed to look like. Can I take a closer look? I mean, I've never seen one in front of me like this before. Oh my god, it's so big. Wow. What's the white stuff coming up off the top? Pre-cum. Oh, so that's what it looks like. So it's like clear, kind of white. Okay. Does it really? I don't know. I've had some friends that say it tastes pretty bad. Are you telling me that yours tastes good? Yeah? Let me take a lick then. I feel like I'm licking like the top of a Tootsie Pop or something. It doesn't taste that bad though. It's a little salty. Is that normal? I mean, if I lick around. It's the same taste all around. At least with a Tootsie Pop, if you keep licking at it, you get a different flavor. Although this is much bigger than that. And you've got, like, these little veins going up and down. I've never seen anything like this before. Yeah? I mean, I guess I can use my tongue on them. Is this okay, or I'm not hurting you, right? Good. Oh my god, it glides against my tongue so well. Let me lick the other end, the broad side of your cock. Mm. Let me taste the tip again. I know I'm making a mess. Drooling everywhere. Put it in my mouth? I don't know if something this big will fit in my mouth. I mean, have you ever measured yourself? You're huge. Are you sure? Okay, but if it doesn't fit, I can pull it out, right? Okay. I've never had anyone touch it before. Oh, I can't play with my pussy more. feel so good. I feel so good. I've only read about things like this. I've never felt them before.
So this is what it looks like.
that my pussy felt by someone's cock. No, it doesn't hurt anymore. Okay, I think I can take a little movement. Just be gentle, okay? Keep going. Read books all day, but you're definitely responsible for teaching me something even I didn't know.